Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now, here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Bryant, and welcome to Full Circle, the classic Jesus music radio show.
Hello, stranger. Been a long time. Good to see your face. Oh, I'm fine, thanks, but my head is in a different place. Got a new life. See, I was searching for that missing heart. My heart was broken. I was all alone, couldn't find a single song to sing. Yeah, I'm not the same.
Not the same. The late Robidoux, starting this episode, known for Mississippi blues, infected vocal styles, and rhythmic thumping acoustic guitar playing. Now, that opening song was the title cut from the 1982 release On Firewind and MCA, engineered and mixed by the late Jonathan David Brown, with contributions from Harlan Rogers and my friend Alex McDougall. Now, I'm celebrating on this show the amazing power that God has to change us, no matter what we've gone through, no matter what we've done, by the power of the Word and the shed blood of the Lamb. You're never going to be the same. I think you're going to enjoy some of these songs I've chosen in this mixed hour. You know, sometimes we take for granted that every single morning a new sun rises. Take time today and look up.
Look at the sun. Look at the way it comes down, shining. Look at the sun. Look at the way it comes down, shining. Just about.
Thank you. Hey, this is Richie Furay, and you're listening to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
Looking back to 1976, Asylum Records, the album I've Got a Reason, the Richie Furay Band, and Look at the Sun on Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. A great release back that year when Richie and all the friends from the Love Song Band on vocals, Michael and Stormy O'Mardian, Al Perkins, Bill Chenet, Alex McDougall, and of course, the late Tom Stipe. And of this recording, well, Richie is still at it. Over the years, I've been blessed to meet and walk with many Jesus music legends. At that time, it didn't seem that way because they were just everyday friends. I appreciated their songs and ministry, but, you know, I never felt I needed to treat them in a special way. And, well, that allowed me to interview a number of them and be more real in our conversations. And I appreciated the balance of relationships. Then after being a part of the early Jesus music revolution, some of you know I was involved as a pastor of the Vineyard Christian Fellowship Nashville. In that role, I had opportunity to pastor, minister to some of these artists through difficult times. And one of the things that's so important in relationship, no matter what happens, if you want to come into God's plan, you never let yesterday's difficulties keep you from a brand new day. The Word says that all things are new. Formerly from Mason Prophet and younger brother John Michael Talbot, here's Terry Talbot reminding us to never let yesterday use up today.
Never let the sun go down on an angry sound. And don't you sleep on games we play. 'Cause when you keep the pain inside, it gets so hard to hide. And then your love might fly.
Never let the sun go down.
Terry Talbot from A Time to Laugh, A Time to Sing, 1979 on Sparrow Records, if I remember, and produced by the late Buck Herring. That machine that carried out so many amazing albums and concerts with his group, The Second Chapter of Acts, he produced Papa Buck, You'll Be Long Remembered. Now, last I heard, Terry is still, well, celebrated by many critics to being one of the folk rock's finest acoustic guitarists. And now he spends his time in Fresno, California, where he teaches guitar and produces music for various artists. Also a worship director at Golden Valley Church. More of you may have heard about his brother John Michael Talbot because of his many eclectic worship albums from his monistic life at the Community of the Brothers and Sisters of Charity in Arkansas. But there's no competition there. They've recorded many songs together. This next song's from a lady that used to live in Nashville, Tennessee. One of those memorable early Jesus music pioneers like Honeytree, Karen Lafferty, Kelly Wilder, just to name a few. Pam Mark Hall, born in San Bernardino, California, became a singer, songwriter, musician, producer, artist, also accomplished in acrylics and multimedia. Did you know that at an early age of 13, she formed her first local chapter vocal organization called Up With People? Well, I sure remember that group and the impact that it had on young singer, songwriter, musicians. The year of 1975 saw her record and release her first album, a classic folk offering, Flying, with the support of John Fisher, Larry James, Dan Collins, and the Discovery Arts Guild. Every day is a walk by faith, because every day, all things are new. Here's Pamela.
If he told us once, then he told us twice. It's not an easy road. It's an uphill climb. You need to keep in mind. He will share the load. And when you feel defeated, you must keep on.
Time.
This is Jerry Bryant, and well, I have quite a few songs still to play. But let me take a pause, make you aware that this is a listener-supported radio program. I'm so grateful for your generosity and your prayers. Oh, I need those. Later in the show, I'm going to read a letter or two from a new listener. But for now, let me just invite you to visit www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. It's where you can listen to past episodes and check out the affiliate lists and write me with your suggestions. Go to www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. And let me know that you can help underwrite this episode or the next one, and tell your friends, and of course, like our Facebook page, and thanks. You know, I'm aware that the music is still fresh and even new for some of us, and others, we continue to get older, and sadly, we're losing some of our artists, but those memories are still cherished, and there are people who are finding out about Full Circle Jesus Music all the time. Well, someone once said, you don't know what you don't know. And that should take some pressure off a bit if you're willing to listen and learn, right? 1975, Eric Nelson and Good News released some songs on the Maranatha Music Label with the help of guitar player Anthony Dean and David Diggs, Bill Batstone, and Yvonne Lewis on backgrounds. And here's Eric on a song called, Hey, I Just Never Knew. Eric Nelson and Good News, Never Knew, on Full Circle. Now, there was an artist that will long be remembered as well, Denny Correll. We were the same age, and he was a young singer in that band, and he had my attention in my high school days as the singer of the 60s rock group band Blues Image. Do you remember Ride Captain Ride on Atlantic? Well, Denny became a contemporary Christian music artist. He was active in the 70s, the late 80s, and early 90s. Taking a look back to the album, How Will They Know? Released on Myrrh Records in 1980, with background vocals from Brother Tim, engineered and mixed by Willie Harlan. Here's Denny Correll, New Life in Me, on Full Circle.
I was lonely, thought I only needed company. Spending time with friends of mine never satisfied my needs. My heart was burning, yearning, still there was no relief. I needed someone who
Welcome back to Full Circle. I'm looking back to 1981. Get your feet a-moving with this song on Myrrh Records. Bob and Pauline Wilson, and you better keep your eyes on Jesus.
Voice I ever heard was me striving for never got what I was needing. Was chained and imprisoned by your selfish dream. I think the Lord changed my mind of reason, made my life a season. I keep my eyes on Jesus as I walk and talk. I keep my eyes on Jesus. Gonna keep my eyes on Jesus.
The sound you won't forget, especially with the sea wind horn section on that tune. Oh, I love that. Kim Hitchcroft and Jerry Hay and Bob, the rest of the gang, Bob and Pauline Wilson, became the jazz fusion known as Sea Wind here on Full Circle. You know, I'm still amazed what God does to make all things new, which is the title of this episode. I mean, many have given up and think there's no hope, but somehow God makes them aware He never did leave them. He never did forsake them. He was there all along. Now, God, how do you do that when there's so much darkness around us and there seems no light? David Martin wrote a song, his searching for the light that might seem hidden. And God has a way of taking things that are hidden and revealing them. Things that were hidden but now revealed, a common theme in many biblical passages, suggesting that all secrets and truths and actions eventually come to the light. Nothing stays concealed forever, whether it's a secret deed, a hidden motive, even a spiritual mystery. Here's David Martin in Looking for the Light.
Here's the
That's from the project Stronger Than the Weight. David Martin on Home Sweet Home Records, released in 1985. Looking for the light, Lord, I need your love to guide my life. Looking for the light, you can show the way through the darkest night. And it's always exciting when the light comes on and I see there's somebody responded to the radio show and wrote a letter. That meant so much to get this from Bob Segrell. He says, I've been listening to your podcast for a few years now. I really enjoy the music of the Jesus music of the 70s and 80s. And I got first saved in 1980. Discovering the music that you play. I'm thrilled. Thank you for keeping it alive. Also, I touched up the photo of you and Keith Green to send to your webpage. And he attached that. Well, thank you, Bob. That was really thoughtful. All these years, you've been listening to classic Jesus music. Hey, here's one more letter. And this one has a really neat story to it, because I didn't see this coming. They wrote, we have been fans of Full Circle Jesus music since we discovered it on iHeartRadio. And before that, we listened to Jesus Solid Rock on Sunday mornings in the late 70s, as long as we could find it. When I went to college, I met my husband, and on our first date, he plugged Larry Norman's music, In Another Land, into the player. We listened to it over and over that evening. I found my rock and roll Jesus music that day. I was introduced to the second chapter of Acts, Phil Kagi, Randy Stonehill, Pat Terry, Honey Tree, and many others. And this music has been my stay for 49 years. I never get tired of listening to it. I raised my son and daughter on it. Well, they still love it. Now, here's a wonderful part of the story. She writes, while at a concert in Huntsville, Alabama, standing in line, we overheard people talking about Full Circle Jesus music. And she said, oh, we listen to that all the time. And the guy turned around and smiled really big and said, thank you. Introduced himself as Russell Baum, who's the writer on my show. Oh, small world, big kingdom. Sincerely, Alyssa and Randy Hunter. And they live in North Georgia. Well, that's a great supernatural connection.
Auburn's trying to kick it off, y'all. Lay it. Let's do a simple track, boys. Let's do a good laid-back basic one. We'll have it.
He's a way maker, one day lit away from me, yeah. When my life was dark and drear, he came and he answered my prayer. One day, Jesus made a way for me. I know he made a way for me, Jesus. He is a way maker, Jesus. He is a way maker, Jesus. He is a way maker, one day lit away from me, yeah. When my life was dark and drear, he came and he answered my prayer. One day, Jesus made a way for me. I know he made a way for me. One day, the sun refused to shine in that simple heart of mine. I prayed both night and day that my Savior would make my way. And he answered me then and there. He came and answered my humble prayer. And one day, Jesus made a way for me. I know he made a way for me. He is a way maker, Jesus. He is a way maker, Jesus. He is a way maker, one day lit a way for me, yeah. We'll be right back.
one day made a way for me, yeah.
My life was dark and drear. He came and he answered my prayer. One day, Jesus made a way for me. Now I know he made a way for me, Jesus. He is a way maker, Jesus. He is a way maker, Jesus. He is a way maker one day. For me.
Hey, how'd that get in the stacks? Did I catch you by surprise? Scratchy record and all, Mylon Lefevre. Jesus is a waymaker. This is Jerry Bryant, and we knew him as the voice and co-founder of the secular band America. He and his band members were military kids in the UK, and well, they needed to do something with their creative energies. And certainly the influence of Crosby, Stills, and Nash helped them find their niche, along with the song Horse with No Name. Dan and his wife wrote Lonely People, one of the biggest hits in 1975. But this interview from YouTube's Rock History Book, Dan talks about his need for what was missing in his life.
And I think I felt like I had... It was like, what else can there be here? I mean, we've got this gigantic group. We've had all this success. I've garnered all these things and done all this stuff. And yet inside, I was really, really empty and miserable. And, just, you know, it was one of those things where you can't explain why or the, you know. But it was sort of like there's, and I don't want to sound ungrateful. I'm not ungrateful. I wasn't ungrateful. Or I guess I was ungrateful. There was a day in my life where I looked out my window in a sense, and it was all gone. Everything. The whole shooting match. The career, the houses, the cars, our house burned down.
When you turn misty blue, I have my eyes on you. The good things will come true. Just believe in your heart. Nothing too much for you. With me there to help you through. All things are possible with you by my side. All things are possible with you to be my guide. And now the time has come to put away those things that made you wrong. Keep your eyes on the sun and your feet on the path. There's nothing too much for you.
But then, when everything seemed impossible, Jesus made all things possible and made all things new. The late Dan Peek, who passed away July 24th, 2011, while he was sleeping that night. And there are many times that we feel all alone, like Dan Peek spoke up, because of circumstances, pain and loss, past guilt and shame, lack of identity. But God can do everything, anything, and completely change, renew, and restore you when you walk with Him by faith. I'm not saying that's overnight, it's a process, but if you hear nothing else, listen to this song.
You told me long ago, one day I'd come back home, but I turned my back and walked away from the one who loved me most. But like the seasons come and go, like the river meets the sea, I finally come into my own. There's been a change in me. And you were there all along, just like a song, somewhere in the back of my mind. There all along, leading me on. Now my eyes can see you standing there, waiting to set me free.
Like the whisper of the wind, you touched my heart again. For every story that begins, there's one that never ends. For every day my skies are blue, I owe each one to you. If you weren't there to stop the rain, oh Lord, what would I do?
You were there all along, just like a song, somewhere in the back of my mind. You were there all along, leading me on. Now my eyes can see you standing there, waiting to set me free.
Hey, this is Michelle Pillar, and you're listening to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant, back to where it all began.
Looking back to 1982 on the Sparrow label, Michelle Pillar, and you were there all along with an old friend of hers that started out the song, Lenny LeBlanc. No surprise that Lenny helped write this song and even shared the keyboards with Jerry Wallace and guitar. And since that duet was just played, it brought back some memories. Why not end this episode with a solo song from Lenny LeBlanc in just a moment? But first of all, here's my mailing address. You might want to respond to this episode. Another letter would be a real joy. My prayer is that if it's meaningful to you, you go back, listen again, share it with a friend. You can reach me at www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. And don't forget the Jesus, please. Now, there's a donate button on the webpage up on the top right, and I want to thank you for giving. As recently, I was surprised with a generous gift. It really touched my heart. It touched my heart deeply that people are involved keeping this radio show alive. May God bless you and thank you. I've been talking about all things are new this last hour, 2 Corinthians 5:17 describes this phrase as the personal transformation someone who's going through in Christ. For the old life of sin is gone, a new life begins. In Revelation 21:5, it's a divine promise that God will ultimately make all things new, ushering in a new heaven and a new earth. And Scripture would support that this new life comes from increasing intimacy with Jesus. And that includes making our lives a worship unto Him. And I use that word again, surrender. That's what worship is. Praise, adoration, reverence, through acts of devotion and surrender that leads to restoration and freedom. That's what this radio show is all about. You were born for this. You were born for worship. Here's Lenny LeBlanc. LeBlanc and Born to Worship. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep your eyes to the sky and let your light shine. This is Jerry Bryant. Full Circle is recorded in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production.
This is Full Circle.